And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The mercenary group leader who staged a short-lived rebellion against Russia is now exiled in Belarus as part of a deal to end the uprising. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Belarus's president, a key Vladimir Putin ally, says Wagner Group chief Yevgeny Prigozhin and some troops are welcome to stay for some time. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller calls that a mistake.
Everywhere that Wagner goes, death and destruction follows in their wake.
While Russia says it will not prosecute Prigozhin for the revolt, Putin appeared to set the stage for charges against another Prigozhin-owned company, saying he hopes it did not steal from the $941 million earned from a government contract. Putin's trying to project authority after the gravest threat to his power amid his war against Ukraine, whose military is getting more U.S. aid.
Valued up to $500 million.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says it includes more air defense missiles and armored vehicles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Human Rights Office released a new report Tuesday indicating Russian forces in Ukraine carried out widespread and systemic torture of civilians.
The report covered a 15-month period from the beginning of the war in February of 2022 to May of 2023. It documented 75 cases of arbitrary detention by Ukrainian security forces, saying a significant proportion of these amounted to enforced disappearances. But speaking remotely to a news conference in Geneva, the head of the UN Human Rights Mission to Ukraine, Matilda Wagner, said that a report documented 864 cases of Russia arbitrarily detaining civilians in Ukraine, including children and the elderly.
Russian armed forces, law enforcement, and penitentiary authorities engaged in widespread torture and ill treatment of civilian detainees. Most of those we interviewed said that they had been tortured and ill treated.
VOA's Jeff Custer. This is VOA News. The United Nations says the surging violence in Sudan is likely to drive over 1 million refugees out of the African country by October. The UN's refugee agency said Tuesday that more than Sudanese refugees are arriving in Chad than previously expected, and that the conflict will likely see more flee to neighboring countries. Sudan descended into chaos after fighting erupted in mid-April between the military led by the General Abdel Fattah Burhan and the paramilitary rapid support forces commanded by General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo. Violence has been most acute in the capital, but also in the western Darfur region. Both sides have been accused of numerous violations against citizens. The U.S. Supreme Court is getting ready to decide some of its biggest cases of the term and what is expected to be their final week of announcing opinions before taking a summer break. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Arrival of affirmative action in higher education is the subject of two related cases, one involving Harvard and the other the University of North Carolina. All six conservative justices expressed doubts about the practice. The justices will also decide the fate of President Joe Biden's plan to wipe away or reduce student loans. The plan did not seem likely to survive. A case on gay rights involves a Christian graphic artist from Colorado who objects to making wedding websites for same-sex couples. The conservative majority sounded sympathetic on the issue. Another case that could end as a victory for religious rights is the case of a Christian mail carrier who refused to work on Sundays when he was required to deliver Amazon packages. The court will next release opinions on Thursday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Five Mississippi deputies accused by two black men of beating and sexually assaulting them have been fired or resigned.
Deputies worked for the Sheriff's Department in Rankin County, Mississippi, just across from the Jackson City limit. The two accusers say the deputies broke in without a warrant, beat them, assaulted them with a sex toy, and shocked them repeatedly with tasers. One of the deputies allegedly shoved a gun into one man's mouth and fired the weapon, leaving him with serious injuries. An Associated Press investigation found several deputies who were involved with the episode were also linked to at least four violent encounters with black men since 2019 that left two dead and another with lasting injuries. A federal investigation is underway. I'm Norman Hall.
The Florida Department of Health has issued a statewide mosquito-borne illness advisory after four locally contracted cases of malaria reported along the Gulf Coast of Tampa. This week, a health alert issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also noted that another case has been detected in Texas, marking the first time there's been a local spread in the United States in 20 years. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.